Welcome back, Dog Pound. One of the biggest questions for the 2015 season, seems to be the question every season for the Browns, is who will be the quarterback? We talked to newly named offensive coordinator John DeFilippo about that important position.
Well, I think the first thing we need to do is solidify the quarterback room. I mean, that's the first order of business on any team, whether you're coaching high school, college, or the pros. So we need to have an answer in the quarterback room. We're in the process of doing that, and we're looking forward to getting some guys in there, and whoever that may be, whether they're here or not, we're looking forward to getting those guys in, learning the new offense. And the other thing will be just understanding what our guys do well. I have a good feel for it. I've watched all of our games. But to see these guys do that in person, you know, it's different than watching it on tape. It's because seeing their personalities and getting to know them as people, I think that's a whole different ball game than watching, you know, on tape and seeing what you think these guys do well, is actually seeing it and hearing it from them, what they see, how they see themselves. So that's going to be a process. It's not something that can happen overnight. The quarterback position is not going to be solved overnight, but it's going to get solved, and we're going to be onward and upward from there.
Flip understands quarterback is the key in the National Football League. He's a first-time play caller, but he worked with Derek Carr last year in Oakland. He's brought in his guy, Josh McCown. Seems to have a good handle on what he wants to do.
Well, you walk in any room, and if you know somebody in there already, I think you're in better shape than maybe we were last year. And there aren't the questions of, you know, the competition. While there should be a competition, and that's what Ray Farmer wants, I think you've got a quarterback in there, a veteran this year. You can hand the ball to him, let him start, and then you've got two young quarterbacks and one we all know in Johnny Football that we're waiting to see that happen. So we wait for the natural maturing process here, but that quarterback room feels a little bit much more stabler than maybe it did last year.
It does feel more stable. McCown, a guy who knows his role at this point, 35 years of age, ready to come in and start if need be, and can also mentor Johnny Manziel, Connor Shaw, and he could be mentoring somebody else. Now, the question of who's going to be in that quarterback room when it's all said and done could be answered on draft night. Not likely with one of the first two picks, but the Browns could eventually go to the quarterback position. And joining us via satellite right now is Cleveland.com Browns writer Tom Reed. Tom, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me, guys.
All right, Tom, it's great to have you. I want to get right to it. What do you think the Browns should do at 12 and 19?
Well, assuming they don't make any blockbuster move to go up to get one of the quarterbacks, I think the two positions of greatest need are the wide receiver and defensive line. If Kevin White is there at 12, I take Kevin White at 12. At 19, I would go ahead and take Malcolm Brown if he's available. So in that order, that would be my dream scenario if I could get those two guys.
All right, Tom, so if you don't think they're taking a quarterback with those first two picks, should they target a quarterback in some of the middle rounds?
Yeah. I can definitely see a flyer. I don't think any of those other guys besides Mariota and Winston are probably guys that can come in and start right away. But, yeah, I think so. Third or fourth round, if the guys are available, yeah, grab one of them.
Tom, you had a great article today about Ray Farmer and his scouting team, and we know scouting's critical to success on draft day. What did you find out while writing that?
I found out how important the area scouts are. I think a lot of times fans think that it really comes down to, the general manager and some of the scouts. But what happens with the area scouts, the guys are right in there. They get to know some of these kids, where the kids are from. They're very important when it comes to making decisions on who to draft.
Hey, Tom, what do you think fans need to know about the scouting staff? Because I think people want to point fingers when things don't go right in the first round, or maybe you come up with a gem like Joel Bentonio a little bit later in the draft. What do fans need to know about that scouting staff to make them smarter fans?
Well, I think it's these guys are so important. Uncover the little details. You know, a lot of guys can sit there. We could all sit there and watch film and say, this guy looks really good. But I think that the scouts are the guys that are around the campus all year round. They know those communities really well. And they can tell the general manager or the coach, look, I really think this guy, one thing you really need to know about this guy is this. And I think it helps in the process of making decisions on draft night.
Tom, what else you got coming up on Cleveland.com as far as the draft is concerned, and where's your focus as we head into the nitty-gritty on this?
Well, coming up, of course, guys, it's going to be all about free agency this week. It starts coming this week. It's going to be an exciting time. It'll be interesting to see which way the Browns go. I thought they did a pretty nice job in free agency last year, and we'll see where they go this year.
Tom, thanks so much for joining us. Coming up on Dog Pound Report, we'll have news from around the league and our weekly predictions.